Hello, Kryptonians. Welcome back at another interview, this time with a project you all are familiar about. We covered them already months ago. It's GoChain. And I have the pleasure not to interview this time only Jason Decker, the CEO, but also Travis Reeder, the CTO. They were busy. They were so busy as no other project I know about, maybe a handful, managed to get so many partnerships, managed to get so much done. And if you don't know what GoChain is, GoChain uses a special consensus algorithm. It's called proof of reputation, which derives from the proof of authority consensus algorithm, which has some significant advantages compared to proof of work or proof of stake. And GoChain in a nutshell is basically Ethereum, but 100 times faster, 10 times more decentralized, and 1,000 times greener than proof of work. And they announced quite a couple of things the last couple of days, and we want to talk about this. Here you can see it. They announced they have another ICO launching on their platform, Ecomi, and they are doing their first virtual hackathon. Even with Ivan on Tech is on board, and let's get started. Let's get those guys into the stream. There you go. Hey, Jason. Hi, Travis. How are you doing?
Great. Yeah. Thanks for having us. Great to be back.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hey, man. Hey, Travis. First time here. I'm really stoked that you had the time to be on the show and to tell us more about the tech part of GoChain, and especially about the hackathon you're hosting right now.
Yeah, definitely.
let's start right away with the hackathon. Now, Travis, why are you doing it? How is it structured? What's the purpose of the hackathon?
Basically to encourage people to build their dApps on GoChain, get a taste of what it's like to develop and, experience the performance improvements that we've done over Ethereum. So that's generally the idea. And we got some great sponsors to help sponsor, including KuCoin, Amazix, Ivan on Tech, and he's also one of the judges. So basically you go to our site, gochain.io/hackathon. You can register your team or jump on our Discord server and chat with other people if you wanna put a team together or find other people to develop with.
Cool. I have also a question about you have a lot of experience in building scalability solutions on cloud services, and you built basically GoChain on a programming language called Geth. And so why did you build on top of that? And what's the superior part? Why should developers come to GoChain?
Sure. The programming language is actually Go.
Okay.
Go, the programming language made by Google. And Geth is also built in Go. And that's an Ethereum client that we took, and we took that, replaced the consensus, optimized the hell out of it, fixed a lot of the bugs. So why they should choose GoChain? Again, it's 100 times the performance of Ethereum, or 100 times the volume rather. So we can do 1300 transactions per second, and we've also made it a lot more reliable. So the clients themselves are, Ethereum, if it starts getting overloaded, it'll actually lose transactions. We don't lose transactions. So a lot of extra benefits and on top of just performance.
And how many authorities do you have already?
It's about 15. Yeah.
I think the energy component is a big thing to mention too. I mean, it's proof of work is just a tremendous waste of energy. And we're actively making a big push into, trying to push that angle more, because there seems to be more and more data kind of coming out, weekly about just how much, energy it's taking in the crypto mining space is using up in that capacity. And, we think that it's just really overkill. Proof of work is just not needed.
Yeah. I just saw a tweet a couple of days ago. I thought it was, somebody said it's 2 Chernobyls worth of energy. You need 2 nuclear power plants to power Bitcoin, just Bitcoin, which is insane when you think about it.
I mean, I think it's feasible to do it with Bitcoin, but if more and more blockchains come out and using proof of work, I mean, then there won't be any end. So we need a solution for this consensus algorithm. And I think you have a pretty good one. And your target audience is not the the whole retail market, but your target audience is more the enterprises, right? If I'm correct.
I'd say it's both. And I think the big thing is, though, is that, you know, for, you know, any of these, you know, enterprise companies or even retail dApps, you know, if they care about the environment, I definitely think that we're, you know, we're the chain to, you know, to build on. And, you know, in terms of the hackathon too, I want to mention this, that I think we really want to, you know, reach out to the, you know, the broader dApp community and get them really familiar with the fact that, you know, we are 100% Ethereum compatible, and it's really easy to, you know, to move over. All the public and private keys stay the same. You know, it's basically the same functionality, you know, as building on Ethereum. And I think the broader community is just starting to understand how easy it is to build on GoChain and what the advantages are. So that's really part of what we really want to highlight, you know, with the hackathon as well. And then obviously the, you know, the attributes, which Travis and I just talked about, and specifically the green angle.
I was at the Prague, at the DEF CON 4 in Prague the other day. And I mean, the Ethereum developer community is enormous, and they're so excited about Ethereum. So what does it take to get one of those developers onto the GoChain platform? And what clear message do you have for a developer to go to GoChain and maybe take their project, because all those developers have projects. What's your message to those guys to go to GoChain?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we still consider ourselves part of the Ethereum ecosystem, and the whole purpose and genesis of GoChain was to fix the Ethereum scaling problem. And, you know, we think we've done that. And so now we're just inviting, you know, this kind of hackathon is kind of our first kind of invitation into that community to come take a look and test it out for themselves and really find out. And, you know, in order for, you know, a project to be built on GoChain, it's the same, you know, same functionality. And Travis can probably add to that as well.
Yeah. Like you said, we were trying to fix Ethereum. We love Ethereum. It's just too slow. You can't really use it for any real world use cases. So we wanted to solve that problem. So all the tools that people are using, their developer tools, the same code that you're using for Ethereum, you can deploy it to GoChain in the same way. And I should add, we forgot to mention this, there's over $50,000 in prizes. So it's a good opportunity to earn some money too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's good money to be made. I was at the Swarm conference, mini conference during the DEF CON, and what I got from the Swarm ecosystem they're having, so they're building a base layer for all developers to build dApps. So is that something GoChain can also tap into?
I'm not too familiar with it, so I couldn't say, but typically anything that works with Ethereum will run on GoChain, because we're 100% API compatible as well. So it's not just the code and the contracts. We also, you know, use the same JSON RPC API that everybody uses to interact with the blockchain itself. So typically those tools and those separate side chain tools and layers that are added onto Ethereum will also work on GoChain.
Okay.
So that's something to mention too. Yeah. Is if they make the, you know, Plasma introduction, you know, and that, you know, really speeds up whatever updates Ethereum make, you know, we can implement those right onto to GoChain as well. So if for instance, if they come out with Plasma, you know, we can implement that as well. It'll just be 100 times faster on GoChain.
Yeah, and I think Vitalik just announced that Plasma is gonna need another, I don't know, 2 years. They're not focusing on that anymore. They focus on CK snarks and side chains to start you know solving the scalability issue. So I'm really excited about, you know, GoChain having a solution already there and getting more authorities excited.
Yeah.
Let's do a screen share and let's see what we have here. So we have the, you know, here's your Medium account where you post all your updates, and there were quite a lot of things happening the last couple of days. So we have, of course, the hackathon here, which is quite exciting. And let's go really quickly into the article and see the timeline. So the registration just opened 2 days ago. So how many developers do you expect more or less to come?
We've actually already had about 30 people register. So it's a lot more than we thought we'd get in one day. We haven't done any advertising other than sharing it on our socials. So
nice. And the final will be in a physical place or will be just streamed online? How can I picture the final with Ivan?
Streamed, just like we're doing right now with Ivan on tech there. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. I hope I will see some good projects coming out of this one. So why did you choose to do it virtually and not physically? Like I see a lot of hackathons during summits and conferences.
Mostly just to give the entire world an opportunity rather than one specific location. The main thing, maybe next year we'll have a in-person one, but we wanted to start this way and give everyone an opportunity.
Right. Right. I find it really good. So you definitely plan to do more of them. I think it's quite important also for coaching.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's touch on this one, Ecomi. That's the GoChain partners of Ecomi for ICO, bringing licensed and brand name digital collectibles to the blockchain. So let's talk about this one. This project seems, I have never heard about them, but they seem quite exciting.
Yeah. So the big thing with these guys is that, you know, look, the C-suite, the CEO, CTO, and COO, they all have, you know, 15, 20 plus years of business experience. And then I think what's even more important is their head of licensing, Alfred Kahn, he's got 30 plus years experience in distribution and promotion of some of the top global brands like Cabbage Patch Kids, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know, Pokemon Go, Mario Brothers, and more. Donkey Kong, I think you can see right there on the screen as well. And so, you know, we think that the digital collectible space is really hot, and we think it's only going to grow. So what they're going to do is, you know, they're going to create 3D digital figurines that also have animations and, you know, may have some accessories that you can put on, and they may also be used in, augmented reality. And so we think they're kind of taking digital collectibles to the next level. They also have a digital hardware wallet. They really got a digital collectibles ecosystem where they've really thought this through. And so we think that this is going to be an amazing project. And just the fact that they're going to have these major global brands, and again, they haven't announced those, but with Alfred on the team, you can pretty much expect that you're going to see some of the top brands in the world coming on with licensing agreements through them.
That sounds, yeah. What I see the last couple of months, that GoChain is specializing in getting, top people or partnering with companies who have top C-level people, which have the connections and gets really something done and get partnerships going.
Yeah, I think that's, if you look at, either the Silicon Valley, kind of venture model or even Wall Street, value approach or looking at also, just investing, it's finding good management teams and finding good people. You know, obviously in the Silicon Valley, it's a lot easier to get money if you've had a successful exit. Same thing on Wall Street, the top investment managers, they try to find teams that they really believe in can execute. And so we're trying to do the same thing. And it really is the same thing when we try to partner with a project or bring them on. We want to make sure that, they have some tech that we can see that's tangible and built, so we know that they can execute before they get to us. And then we want to know that they've got experience to take it the rest of the way to get partnerships and also to, attract talent and then also build their project and get it out there.
So to participate in this ICO, I have to invest with Go, or
they're actually, I don't know, I don't think that they're going to take actually GoChain tokens for this. I think they're going to take Ethereum from what I know. So
and how can I picture the implementation of GoChain with Ecomi?
Yeah, so they're going to issue both. So Ecomi is going to be a Go20 token itself. So that'll be the trading token. And then the digital collectibles will be non-fungible Go721s. And so those obviously, yeah. So they'll have two types of Go tokens. So they'll have both the Go20s and then the Go721s as well.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. So it will be the first non-fungible Go token.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So we think that's another, you know, great avenue, that, you know, that we're opening up, and, you know, we think that's a great proof point for more projects to come and, you know, build in that specific domain. And then, you know, eCommi is also going to have a secondary market to trade digital collectibles, you know, as well, you know, similar to, I think, you know, Wax, and there are, I think, a couple others, you know, publicly traded already. So they're going to have that, in addition.
Okay, great. I wanted to congratulate also to being featured on the new Binance Research site, along with Loom and PunyX, only three projects so far. Actually, only two have the proper report, so quite good.
Congrats. Yeah. On that one. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I think, you know, it goes to kind of what I was saying before too, is I think it's, you know, it's time that, you know, more kind of Wall Street type in-depth research like this comes out on projects. I think that's something that's been, you know, totally lacking in the space. And I've been talking about it for probably, you know, most of this year. So it's great to see Binance kind of taking the forefront on this. And, you know, it was definitely an in-depth process. I pushed a lot of it off on Travis to give them a lot of the information, but, it's good to see that, you know, more stuff like this is coming out, because I think it's really needed to make informed decisions on the space and to really find out, you know, what projects are doing and what they're all about. So, you know, and then obviously we're super happy that they, you know, picked us as well to kind of be, you know, part of the initial pilot program.
Great. Maybe Travis, I want to ask you about this roadmap milestone here, Q4 2018, next generation smart contracts. So what are you building there?
So the idea there is, well, you know, everybody knows about all the theft that's happened on Ethereum, people hacking smart contracts, stealing everyone's money. You know, it's literally hundreds of millions of dollars has been stolen. Because you can't fix bugs, essentially. So these contracts get deployed and you can never change them. And that's just not really how software typically works. If you can't fix bugs, it's really scary to deploy anything. So we wanted to, there's going to be two features, essentially. One is to pause contracts, which most people build into their contracts now anyways, so that if somebody does find a hack, they can pause the contract and not let any trading or things like that happen. So that's going to be part of the blockchain itself. And then, so you can pause it and then you can upgrade it, essentially replacing the contract code. And by default, everyone asks, well, that kind of changes, you know, the good part about the immutable contracts is that you can't change them, and that provides a level of trust. So the default will still be that you can't change them, but people will be able to deploy contracts. And people will know if they're interacting with the contract, whether the contract is upgradable and by whom. So if you want to interact with a contract and you trust the person who deployed it, that they're not going to upgrade it and steal all your stuff, then you'll have that knowledge and you can decide whether you want to interact with it or not. But the default will still be the same.
Okay, this sounds also good for enterprise solutions, especially.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we always talk about this, a big company probably can't even use a blockchain right now because of that, you know, if you can't upgrade it, or there's like, you know, legislation, if it comes out and regulations change and you need to change your contract to be legal, you know, you'll be able to do those things.
Okay, great. One more question I'm having is, what about competitors? So there are maybe some other blockchains out there who want to, you know, compete or work with Ethereum also. So where do you see, who are the biggest competitors and what's your advantage to them?
Sure. Yeah, so the way that I always explain it, and this is how we're building GoChain, is that we think to win the protocol race, and, you know, there's going to be more than one winner, but we think to be successful as a protocol, you need to do three things and you need to excel at these three things. The first one is scaling, which I would call the dev side, which, you know, obviously I think, you know, we've got a world-class dev team, and I think Travis is one of the best, you know, developers in blockchain. And I think our supporting cast on the dev side as well is extremely strong. So that's the first thing. That's the first kind of pillar. The second one is adoption, which I would argue, you know, probably nobody has, you know, and if anybody's kind of winning that race, I would say it's, you know, probably Ethereum so far, and then EOS, you know, probably second. And then, but I still don't see the real world use cases. They're coming. You know, we hopefully to be a part of that. And I would call that the business development side, for the pillar number two. And then the third is more of a long tail, is governance. And, you know, that's where we think we are really a leader with, you know, having David Koenig on our team. And, you know, somewhere in the next, you know, I think it's about 3-4 weeks, we'll be coming out with a full scale governance model that we think will be the most comprehensive in blockchain. And so kind of from our perspective is, you know, yes, there are competitors. We think there'll be more than one winner, but in the long run, if we think, you know, at least for us specifically, we're focusing on, you know, each one of those areas, scaling, business development, and governance. And as long as we do that, we don't really think that we have to worry too much about what anybody else is doing, because in order to be successful, we know you need to excel, you know, in all of those areas. And then in terms of, you know, competition, I mean, it's the people that everybody knows. It's the Stellars, the EOSes, the, you know, Ethereums, the NEMs of, you know, of the world. And, you know, we're happy to be in the space. We love what we do, and we think we will continue to expand in all those arenas. And, you know, we think it's evident that, you know, that we're doing that, and we think we have a comprehensive plan. And that's what sets us apart, is the fact that, you know, we're saying those three pillars. I have yet to hear anybody else say that. And I think, you know, if you look at how our team's built and, you know, what we've been working on, I think it's evident that we are working in all three of those areas. And I think that anybody from the outside can see that.
The topic of governance is quite important. So that's quite interesting to hear that in 3-4 weeks, you're going to release this, the full governance paper.
Correct.
So yours. Yes. The government's issue or the government's question will be solved from your side?
Well, look, it's never, you know, governance is such a huge, comprehensive, you know, broad kind of framework or question. And the whole point of governance is to do two things. It's to foster innovation, and it's also to be malleable so that when things break, they break properly, and that there are, you know, emergency response protocols and teams that can, you know, move into effect and fix things. And if, you know, if something's too decentralized or if it's fully decentralized, those things can't happen. And there end up being major disputes that cannot be solved. And so we've got some, you know, pretty specific ways to handle a lot of these unknowns, and also just to handle, you know, the malleability of it, to basically the flexibility of, you know, when something breaks, how can we fix it? You know, who will be tasked to fix it, and, you know, what's the process to do so. And then, you know, we're in the process of stress testing all those ideas, you know, to make sure that they serve the best interests of everybody involved. And I think when we release the, you know, the full scale framework, you know, it'll be pretty evident, and it, you know, I'm sure it will slightly, you know, be, you know, amended over time, but that's the purpose of, you know, quote unquote amendments. I mean, that's why the Constitution has amendments and, you know, and the like, but we think from what we're going to release, it will be the most comprehensive out there. And, you know, it doesn't mean it's perfect. So I'll just say that, you know, right now, and I'm sure someone will find something wrong somewhere, but that's fine. We're not claiming that it's perfect. We're just claiming that it's comprehensive and should allow the ability to cover, pretty much everything.
I'm really excited to read this paper when you finally release it, because, you know, government is a huge thing in the blockchain space, and that's what I'm thinking for over 1.5 years now, that if you solve a government issue, like how can you solve it? Is something completely new? Some brilliant minds have to come up with a whole new way to govern money or an ecosystem of people. So proof of stake is not released yet because of this issue. EOS having issues because of this. So I'm really excited about this paper. And I will definitely gonna try to hit you up for another interview on that one when I have finalized my thoughts about this when it's released.
Yeah, I think we'd love to get David on for that, because David's really the expert. You know, he's written the book Governance Reimagined. He's got a company called Bright Governance. you know, he regularly consults for, you know, global risk management organizations, investment banks, you know, major banks, sovereign wealth funds, you know, all over the world. So he's extremely well respected in the governance and risk management world. And I think, you know, we're relying heavily on, you know, him. And kind of the way that it worked is we built kind of the skeleton framework, and he came and put the meat on the bones. And, you know, we've worked really closely with, you know, with him on literally a weekly basis to put this together. And he's been really instrumental in kind of pushing that forward. So I, you know, and I also look forward to getting him on some of these, more involved in these discussions, in interviews to let him kind of, you know, articulate even better than what we can.
Great. Travis, I think that covers all my questions. Any last words for the audience?
Just if you're a developer, go join the hackathon. If you're not, you know, join our Telegram and stuff if you want to learn more about GoChain.
Yeah, definitely. Or join the Turbo wallet if you want to have some GoChains. That's the easiest way to transmit them on Telegram. It's quite fun.
That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Jason, Travis, thank you so much for taking the time. It was a pleasure having you on the show and to learn more about what you're up to. And I'm really looking forward to what's coming next for you. That's it, guys. If you have any more questions to GoChain, we're going to link the Telegram chat down below. You can just join there and ask the team anything. If you have any questions to ask about GoChain, just join our Telegram. I'm trying to answer all the questions there. And we can stay tuned for the channel. We're going to have more and more interviews coming up. We just finished Malta Blockchain Summit, Prague DEF CON, the Ethereum yearly developer conference. We made some good connections. We are scheduled many interviews for you, and there will be many exciting projects coming up. That's it, guys. Jason, Travis, thank you so much. And guys, see you at the next one. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for watching, fellow Kryptonians. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and also follow us here, join here and here as well. See you the next time.